Sima Tuf Mem Beis, Sif Aleph, and Shabbos HaKotten Dalet. So the Shulchan Aruch said it's similar types of Teruvah's Chometz. G'gayin Chometz Adoimi, the Edomiyin Chometz, which apparently had some Chometz in it. Chometz is vinegar. Shard the Ramah, the Chosheb Mishnah, the Sheyesh Behem Teruvah's Chometz. The Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak, says that makes a list of things which are Teruvah's Chometz. The Mishnah says, Elo Oivrin, and these are things which have to be removed. Because Rashi and Tosis is referring to removed off the table, don't eat them, or means removed out of the house by Rabbi Yomotze. But a list of different things which are Teruvah's Chometz. Yayin Sorav Hanasim Echemisha Mini Dokin, whiskey, which is made out of the five different types of grain. Iskimo Achronim the Havi Chometz Gomer. Regarding Teruvah's Chometz, that's not just Teruvah's Chometz. Teruvah's Chometz is that I have, it's one of the many ingredients in the there. But over here, this is the primary ingredient, is this wheat which ferments and makes it and becomes alcohol. But it's that wheat which is the primary ingredient together with some water. But the water is there not to be mavat a little bit, to combine with it and make something else. So it's not. You can't call Teruvah's Chometz. The kayach of the yain of the grain is spread out throughout the water. The vayim rechak Yaakov b'mkarchaim dehu adinim nasa mishimrei shecher vayim rechim begadim. So when they make shecher, when they make beer, and they use barley, so it's the same process. Okay. Interesting question which came up. How do you make
Chometz Rebbe?
When you make bread, so and you put yeast in, what happens? So the yeast is an organism, and the yeast has its nature is that it consumes the carbohydrate which is in the grain, and it puts out as a byproduct, its waste product, it puts out two things. One is it puts out a carbon dioxide molecule, and it puts out alcohol. The alcohol, basically alcohol is a form of a carbohydrate, but it's a little bit smaller molecule, so it releases the carbon dioxide as out of the CO2 out of the your hydrocarbon ring lets out a CO2, and then you get your alcohol. So one of the ways they make carbon dioxide is by fermentation. So in your dough, what happens is that the carbon dioxide gas which is released causes the dough to rise, and the alcohol which is in there gets burnt off when you bake it, so you don't get drunk when you eat your bread. But let's say, you know, one of the ways they make carbon dioxide gas is by fermenting, through fermentation. So now, can I use that gas to make soda for Pesach? How do you make soda? You take a liquid, you take water, you put the flavoring in it, and then they inject the carbon dioxide gas. That's how you make soda. So this was a challenge which came up a few years ago, that they were using a yeast enzyme to create gas for sodas, what they use for sodas. So over here he calls Rosh Hashanah, in the Mesech Tishrei, they quote Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah held it wasn't a problem. I remember all the details. I remember there was a conference up in New York, and Heinemann went, and Rebelsky went, and Ari Goldzweig, you know, and the big Bekiyim and Halacha and food chemistry got together and had a meeting about it to discuss the issue. And we came out, it was Mutter. I don't remember the details why it was, you know. And he says that, but the Pasha, the story is, that's different than over here, that this is totally a byproduct. There's no, the alcohol is a byproduct. That is the item itself, just it changed in a different form. Carbon dioxide, because once it becomes a gas, it becomes like it's not nicker at all that it has any shaykhus to chometz. It's not really the chometz, it's just like a psellus being released. Okay, now let's say, however, if you have something, if it's tarubas chometz and it's not roel achila, then you're allowed to keep it on Pesach. Ben roel achila, hey, b'gazirin dum osa the mechol, kimashena roel achila klal. You're not worried about the person possibly coming to eat it because it's not really edible. Okay, so why would somebody want to eat it? Masha'en kein, in a situation of chometz nuksha, we mentioned before, something called chometz nuksha, the roel achila ksas, which is slightly edible, then also the hashay, so that is also to keep it on Pesach. But something which is taruvis, and it's not roel achila at all, we're mata totally. And the example which he gave was putting the chometz into the reva, into the trough, where you would soak the skins. Immediately, the chometz in there becomes seruach, it becomes disgusting. So it's not edible. But let's say the skins are not in there, so, but there's still the smell and the flavor from the skins, and so that takes time for it to absorb. So you say it depends if it's 72 hours prior to Pesach or earlier. So if it's less than 72 hours, chayv levayir, the dain roel achila, who kushimagiyas mana Pesach. When time Pesach comes, it'll still be considered roel achila. And, kimishin is chayv bebir, even if now it's more than 72 hours and it's Teicha Pesach, it's not Roel Achila, but since this item was at the beginning of Pesach was Chayiv and Beer, then you cannot relieve yourself from doing Beer by saying it's not Roel Achila. At that point in time, you must do a full Beer.
How did we come up with the 72 hours? Did you mention that before?
Yeah, we talk about 3 days. At the end of 3 days, it says that in the case where you the skins weren't in the trough, you just put the flour in. We say it takes three days for it to get to the point where it's considered seruach. So with less than 3 days before prior to Pesach, prior to the zman of the chiyuv beer, so the zman of the chiyuv beer, he must chiyuv to be mevarid. And the fact that later on it's going to change doesn't help. Similar lochin will be discussed in six days. If we said Keeler and Tia, Isplanus, Matariaka, which chometz is in them, you're allowed to keep them in Pesach because the tzuris chometz is bottle. But to the kaimon, l'nyan achila, isbar l'kamon mesiftal. So this is talking about, so far we're talking about the issue of bayir bayimotzei, maintaining it on Pesach. We're not discussing eating. We will talk about eating it in siftal. Okay. Now, zatim shulchan aruch and sif beis. The bread itself became good English word, disgusting. Not really disgusting. I mean, rather, you know, it decomposed. Menifsel mi'alecho hakelav, to the point where even a dog will not eat it. Before Pesach, umilugma shenisrucha, or a case of mulugma, which also became seruch, became disgusting to the point that a dog wouldn't eat it. Say in a chayv levayir. What's mulugma? It's also something which is used on the wounds. As opposed to being a plaster, which we'd use inside of a bandage, it was a type of like a medicine which you would put directly on. It was made out of flour and figs and other types of things like that, ground up together, etc. Eventually it would just sit there and sit there and sit there. Eventually you can imagine the thing becomes, they'd grind it up, they put it onto the wound, and it would draw out the blood, you know, etc. So we got to the point where it's not edible even by a dog, so you're not mechuyav to mevayir it. Tess. So it became meupish, decomposed. V'davka she'ipsha kodem zvan isura. But this is all talking about, like we said before, this is all before Pesach started. The beginning of Pesach, it was roy lachila still, and there was a chi of beer. And later on in Pesach, it became upush. After ipsha cholkach achen roy lachila, even later on, it became totally inedible, even for a dog. But since the beginning of Pesach, there was a chi of beer. Kamochem chayv levar, you must still be mevarit. Kiyam and shenis chayv b'kadam shenis apshal. Why? Because before it became a opish already, there was a chi of beer, so this does not take off the chi of beer which is there. You do not fulfill your obligation of destroying it by letting it become opish. You must actually destroy it. The beer Shartzian introduces an interesting idea. We know that the Zman of the Isser Chomet starts 6 hours. The Raisa starts after the sixth hour. You divide the daylight hours of Erev Pesach into 12 hours. So after six of them have passed, it's about halfway through the day. The final six are Osmin and Raisa to eat Chomets, to use Chomets, etc. But this Bayro Bayamotza only starts at nighttime. This Bayro Bayamotza is a Shivas Yomim, it's 7 days. So the Bayer Rabbi Matzah only starts at nighttime. By daytime, there's a chiyuv of tashbisu, there's an isra of osishra chametz dab zivchi, isra of achila hanoah, but there's not a chiyuv. The chiyuv beer is only because of tashbisu, not because of Bayer Rabbi. So what would be the case with the past? By chatzos was still edible. By the time the sun set, it was not edible at all, even for a dog. Like it was that last few hours that it needed to like totally get to the point where it's inedible. So I say, well, at the beginning of this mana iser, there was a chi of beer. So even though later on it changes and decomposes, you don't lose your chi of beer. Or not? We say though that meant at nighttime. That's when the Bayer Rabbi Motzi starts. Not earlier. So he brings on the Karchayim from the Nesivis. The Nesivis says, if between 6 hours, the sixth hour, then the sixth hour, and nighttime, it became opish totally to the point that it's not really chilas kelev, you'd be allowed to keep it over Pesach. That's. Then he sends you to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, on Shulchan Aruch Graz, who disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it depends on what it was at the time of Chatzot or Erev Pesach. Okay, so there's an interesting point in this. We differentiate between the levels according to the Nesivos. The bread became decomposed to the point that you can't even eat it, give it to a dog to eat. Once even a dog can't eat it, it's considered like it's just dust, it's dirt, it's nothing. So there's not, you can't say it's a chi of beer, it's nothing. It's not chometz anymore. Even though a person will not eat it, it became affected to the point that a person will not eat it, but a dog will still eat it. Give a chiyuv to the environment as if it was full-fledged chometz. Mimnei shiroi lechameh bo isis acheres. The Gemara says, why, yeah? It's not really roi lechila. So what's the kasha? This concept of not roi, that it loses its status, where is it learned from? So actually it's learned from the Vela. In general, that the concept is learned from the Vela. Along the lines of Nusin Tam Lifgam, the concept of Nusin Tam Lifgam at its mutter, somewhere says, let's learn from the Vela. It says, by case of an animal which died without a proper shkita, either the shkita was, he attempted shkita and it didn't work out well, or there was no attempt at shkita, it's called an Vela. Is it the right to eat it? Torah says, what do you do with it? You give it to the ger, you give it to the ger toshav to eat. The ger, give it to the ger to eat. So Chazal darshan nevela haruya leger kroy nevela. Nevela shena ruya leger. If the ger tasha wouldn't eat it, it's not called a nevela. So there's no way to rise to eat it anymore. It's not meat anymore. It's not ruya achilas adam. So there the halacha depends on achilas adam. So why we're here does depend on achilas kelev. So Chazal says the reason why it depends on achilas kelev is because even though the same with the Torah said there's an issue of sa'or. Sa'or, we don't really use it so much. We in the kitchen not using it so much. Sa'or is sourdough. What is sourdough? Sourdough was if you put yeast into a dough, so it keeps eating the your carbohydrates which are there and makes alcohol. At some point in time, we get to the point where it's not really edible anymore. The organisms, they grow, they spread. There's more. If you let yeast go in a thing, it'll start subdividing and, you know, making more yeast. And they'll have a very, very happy time on your dough. So that's why you bake your dough. That's why if you let your dough rise for too long, the dough will go sour. It doesn't taste good anymore. So sa'or was they would let the dough do that. And they would keep a package of it, you know, and they would take a little bit out. And that was a starter, how to make their bread rise, make the dough rise. They make a dough. So we add yeast. They didn't add live yeast organisms. They couldn't differentiate the live yeast organisms. They took a piece of the sourdough, stuck it into the dough, and there was yeast in there, and the yeast would start eating, you know. The regular dough and cause the dough to rise, and you would keep using a little bit each time. You did a handful, a little bit, you know, what amount would cause another dough to rise, till eventually it got to the point it would run out. So you'd start, you know, you'd put one into a new dough and let that dough do the same thing, and that become your source dough. That's what sourdough is. It's not edible. It's so. Sour, such as it's not edible. But since it's roi to make other things chametz, the Torah said it's also. That's Isser of Sa'or. So the Torah writes, it's Isser of chametz, and Isser of Sa'or.
Is that what sourdough bread is today? Is there
sourdough bread is the same thing. That's how they do. They have a starter. Right. Sourdough pretzel, sourdough bread, it's called a starter. It's a starter dough of very, very sour. So that sa'or is not edible, but why is it also? Because it has the ability to make other things chametz. So now, what if I have a bread which became not roi l'achila, but I could use it to be machmas other things? So it would be the same din as sa'or. So even though it's not edible for a person, since it's roi to me mechamea, but to make chamea is the Aramaic word for chametz. It's the roi to make other doughs chametz. It's going to be osur. That's what we need. Once it gets to the point where it's lisa mechilas kelev, you're not sticking that in your dough. You're not going to take this. Generally, it wasn't roi to use. And economy, there's interesting. The Chazanich raises the question: if I would take some of it and stick it in. So this soured thing becomes so sour that it's not really usable, etc. But once it joins into the dough, I don't take it out afterwards. The organisms in there spread out through everything else, and the flavor in there is bottled amongst everything else, and now it's edible. So that piece is edible. So that's still called roi l'achila. We have the point where it's b'chal not edible at all. But till that point, since it's roi to be mechabei isus acheres, it's going to be a problem. Malugu, what is malugu? Hanot tachbushes. It was a type of a bandage, a covering, a binding thing. Tachbushes is a binding thing. Pasuya mikemach b'teinim kiyetsa bam shalom loyis and lesson lagavi makan. Person would chew it up together, and that was a way of grinding it. And they mix some saliva in there, probably has some benefit also. And then you put it on top of the wounds. Shinisukho, it became disgusting. Hananami, Davka, Shinisukho, Mechilas Kelev, again, the level, which we're talking about, is it became nishlam from Achilas Kelim. K'moy b'pas haniskaliel, just like the case of pas. V'mehichmitza b'sof nisrucho. This did it first. If it first became chomus, then it became nisrach. Before it was nisrach, already it was usable chomus. Then it was nisrach, and it mutzul kam elikush nisrach karam pesach. So it has to be that before Pesach it was not edible at all, even for a kelim. So the beginning of Pesach there was no chiyuv beer. It had to be a chiyuv beer at the beginning of Pesach. So again, even if later on it becomes not usable at all, since there was a chiyuv beer at the beginning of Pesach, you must still burn it. Now, however, if, however, the scenario was the opposite, it was nisrach from achilas kelev before it became chametz. So then already, filler pesach shor, you're allowed to keep it on pesach. The keep on the nifsud or kadam shenis chamsa, however they could pass shenif nisapesh kadam zvani yisr. So it's equivalent of saying it became not roy before the problem of pesach existed over here. Something will be here before it became chametz, which was the problem. Already was not roy. So even if that would happen on Pesach, it's equivalent to happening before Pesach, because when the Isser came, it wasn't Roy. So either because physically that was the time, or because over here it wasn't Chometz yet. So when the Zman of the Isser, the problem of Chometz came ready, it wasn't Roy. Why wasn't it Roy? Because it was Nisrach before it became Chometz. Right, so then you're okay. Okay. Gimel. This issue, which we don't really grapple so much, they used starch. What was starch? Starch was made, where do you get starch from? You get starch from the grain. Begadam shekibsu oisam bechelev chita. They used the chelev chita. They used the starch of the wheat to wash it. And then they would starch it, make it, nice and hard. Or they used to take paper and glue the paper onto the windows to keep the cold out, or make another layer and block the cold. So they would attach it to the windows, and they could make a paste, a flour paste, and then dab it onto the window and put the paper there, and it would harden and hold the paper into the window. Similar type of items. These already have been changed. They're not functioning as chometz. They're functioning as a starch, etc. They're not functioning as chometz, and it's not a problem of bayir b'yamotzeh. That's why it's permitted to glue these pieces of paper onto the windows. Even within 30 days before Pesach, which we said before. Within 30 days before Pesach is when you're mechuyev to start being concerned and addressing your Pesach issues, and don't create things which will have a problem in Pesach. Well, how can I set these things on the window 3 weeks before Pesach? When Pesach comes, it's going to be a problem. The answer is they're not going to be a problem. So it's not the hate. If some of this glue, this paste, oozes out from the side. It's not just between the paper and the window, but it oozes out onto the side. So looking at the paper, I can notice around the edges some of this paste. That paste is going to be a problem. Yud Gimel. She keeps it always some.
It's a problem because people see it, or it's a problem because it's a problem?
It's a problem because it's a problem, because once it's not there in between the paper and the window.
That's not the job that it's doing anymore.
Right, so it's not the job it's doing anymore. So now it's just a piece of chomet stuck on your window. Mm-hmm. There it's yeah. Shkibs always some Ritzalim Afilu Samach LePesach. Even if you did this right before Pesach, it's still going to be mutter. Now, right, okay. Even you could look at them and see a little bit of the starch. I don't know, you ever get shirts with heavy starch, like you feel like you can sometimes break up a little piece of starch. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't get heavy starch, but so little pieces, you'll see the pieces, but they're not functioning as chametz anymore. According to the first opinion, even a little bit sticking out around the edges is not a problem. It lost its definition of chametz being functioning as chametz by putting it. It's like bottle to the bag. It's bottle to the paper. It's functioning as something else other than chametz. Okay. Much of the time in Mekomalkim, the Shabbos says, okay, you're allowed to keep them, but also Lahatzian, but Godim, Hamukubosim, Bechel, Chita, Alashuchan, you can't use it for table linen. Right? You want to have your nice, crisp table linen, so you'll say, no problem, so you starch it. Then you sit down by the table, and there's this starched wheat flour. Right, this starch, which is from the wheat, sitting on your tablecloth, a little piece is going to break off and go into your food. There's still little pieces of chametz left, little pieces of the starch on the outer layer. Some will break off and go into the food. You can't starch a bag and then use the bag to store your Pesach of flour. That's not a smart idea. Tzivei noshim harigilim l'sakdon im kemach achanasim ovim ksas, a woman's tichel, which they would starch to make it hard a little bit. Shederach l'parach mehem, the derach is a little piece of break off. And the love shem b'shas achil, the woman should not wear them while she's eating. So just use a plain cloth as opposed to this. The idea of being over, it had to sort of keep a shape. So
you can't starch little children's clothing.
Because they wear b'shas achil.
Because my kids eat everything that come off that falls on their shirts from their faces.
Right.
So I would assume they're not the only ones that do that.
Yes. The people which are careful, within 30 days of Pesach, they don't use the starch, starch out of wheat. So you use potato starch, you can use corn starch, but not wheat, not grain starch. Okay, now the Mechaber brought an opinion which says, Brother, I'm saying the Ramah brought an opinion which says if the chametz is visible, that's not going to be on the case of the window. It's going to be a problem. The Sirel the Kishenikar Mibachutz Mikrit Suras Chametz Emetas Adain Avshenis Yabesh. It's called has a Suras Chametz, even though it's right onto the window. It doesn't look so. It looks more like just some starch there. That's called it had the form of chametz still. So they had to sticking the pieces of paper onto the window. You can't notice actual pieces of, actual accumulation. That's what we're looking for. Of the chametz on the edges. So according to them, if you want to stick the paper onto the window, certainly to do, according to this opinion, you have to be careful. As is a botzik, but leave also rakim. Make a very thin paste. I was called a botzik, but I had to make him and put all of the that, so you can paint it on and it'll stay put better. It doesn't squeeze out in the edges. It just like absorbs, etc. You put it in between the paper and the window. The chutz klal shouldn't squeeze out on the edges. This is all talking about within 30 days before Pesach. We have a chiyuv to be worried about the halachas of Pesach, and that you're creating something on your, which is problematic. But if you do it 30 days before, more than 30 days before Pesach, before Purim, in other words, kliyama and lochish afshin erev b'chutz, even the second opinion agrees in that case, it's not a problem because it sat like that for a month. It's not in a usable chametz anymore. B'nei shekabale kvar niskashu, umisi, they become hard, they become repulsive. V'dam on the pasha nisabesh ad shenipsu mechilas kelab, it's like the same halacha before, a case where it's not roy for a kelab to eat. And that's even over here. It doesn't really meet the criteria of not being roy l'achila. But since the mice people don't intend to do that and they have no intention to do that, and it's not, and it has a different function, so it's not significant. Furthermore, the chiv of Bayerbi Motz is on the Kazayas. Where we hold that there's a problem with less of the Kazayas, once it has a certain Kashivas to it, this is Bayerbi Motz is a Kazayas. We do beer on less than a kazayas for two reasons. One is you might come to eat it, and the issue of eating it is that we pass in chatzishir is awesome in the Torah. Eating a chatzishir of chametz would be in a siddur reis, not chay, of course, in a siddur reis. That's one reason why. The second reason is because since theoretically I could sweep up all of the crumbs. Not the crumbs. Not crumbs are so small that they don't have a lot of significance. I'm not working to do beer on them. Someone's the size of a Cheerio and larger. So we assume that you has a chashivus to you. It's not a kazayas, but I can sweep a few of them together, a few Cheerios together in my pan, and now the kli is mitzarev for it to be considered a kazayas. So it might come to some point to be considered to have a kazayas. But if I stick this stuff on the window, and what's in there is less than a kazayas worth, it can't, there's only a fit to me. I'm not going to eat it. Stuck in my window. I'm not going to combine it together with other things because it's stuck on the window. So it's less than a kazayas. It's no chiyuv beer. Even tzach shloshim, you mean tzach levar de kuliyam. So in that situation, there'll be no chiyuv beer. Okay. Now, would you say Musa Gabsirov, the most additional reason question, if I put multiple pieces of paper on the window, each one has less than a kazayas, but altogether there's a kazayas? He says, no, because the logic of the tzirav is because eventually you could bring them all together into one kli. Well, there are one kli, they're on the window. The window's part of the bay, part of the house, it's attached to the ground. So if you don't look at it as a kli holding it together, it's like saying, well, all the chametz in the house is all one because the house is holding it. We don't say that. So the window would not function as being mitzarif them. You look at each one separately, it's less than a kazayas, it's not chiyuv beer. Okay. Why don't we hold it over here before sitting down?